people still trying to make sense of the murder-suicide at Marysville-Pilchuck High School, and community members left with painful questions. Why did this happen? Why here? Why him? Peter Langman is the author of Why Kids Kill, Inside the Minds of School Shooters. He's an expert on the Columbine shootings. He's also looked at many different school shootings across the decades and across the globe. I asked him how he responds when another shooting happens and people say, why here?
You know, as much as people think it can't happen here, not in our town or not in our school, these are events that can and have happened in all kinds of communities. So I think people need to understand that this is something that, unfortunately, could happen anywhere.
This has been immediately labeled as a school shooting. It's being categorized like a Columbine or like a Sandy Hook. What does labeling it as a school shooting mean?
Well, in some ways, it doesn't mean a whole lot except that the attack occurred in an educational setting. And there are many types of school shootings. Unfortunately, they often get all lumped together. And some shootings are random, like Columbine, where they just want to kill as many people as possible, just anyone in the school. But others are very targeted, and they're specific people the perpetrator is going after. And that's a very different type of attack.
We hear people asking, why did this happen? Are there any satisfying answers to that question, and are there unsatisfying answers to that question?
Yeah, there's lots of answers, many of which are too simplistic to be very meaningful. Usually it's a combination of all kinds of things going on, someone's personality, life history, family history, recent events leading up to the attack. There's a whole lot of things that typically come together, and that may not be very satisfying because we can't point to any one thing and say, that's why it happened.
Many people are also asking, why him? Why this kid? The shooter had been popular. Is there any way of knowing why one student and not another?
Sometimes after the fact, we get enough information to understand what was going on in the shooter's minds, either through online posts, journals, and so on. Other cases, we just don't get that kind of a window into the shooter's mind. And I did read there was romantic disappointment, a breakup, perhaps jealousy with a friend who was dating the girl he was interested in. That by itself does not account for murder, because most people go through those things in adolescence and never pick up a gun. But that may have been a piece of the puzzle.
The question asked by the title of your book, Why Kids Kill, it seems as though there could be as many answers for that as there are kids who kill. Do we ever have an answer, really, why?
When you look at the events and the perpetrators across dozens of examples, there are many things they have in common. And what I present in my research is that there tend to be three different types of people who commit these attacks. But even having said that, it's not just who they are, but as I said, their life histories and the events leading up to the attack. So often there's rage, often there's an element of vengeance. But in other cases, the person may be very mentally ill, may be schizophrenic, no one knew it, and they're maybe paranoid or so depressed they want to end their lives, but also so full of rage that they lash out at others too. So it's always a combination, a complex mix of things.
What purpose does asking the question why have for communities?
If we understand why, if we can pinpoint the factors that drive someone to commit violence, we can become better at detecting people who may be at risk for violence, better at understanding what the issues are, and do a better job of preventing violence by knowing the warning signs, and also getting people the help they need before they end up killing themselves and others.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Peter Langman, the author of Why Kids Kill, Inside the Minds of School Shooters. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.